Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Kargil War Memorial on the occasion of 25th Kargil Vijay Devas today. To also launch construction work of Shingula Tunnel for all-weather connectivity to Ladakh. BJP appoints new state presidents for Bihar and Rajasthan, also names in charge for six states. IMD issues red alert for heavy rain in Mumbai today. White House says US President Joe Biden committed to attend annual leadership summit of Quad countries to be held in India this year. Opening ceremony of Paris Olympics 2024 to be held along River Seine in France tonight. And in Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in semi-finals at Dambulla in Sri Lanka this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kargil War Memorial on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Devas today. Mr. Modi will pay homage to the soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "It is a very special day for every Indian." He said it is a day to pay respect to all those who protect the nation. More from our correspondent.
On the 25th Kargil Vijay Diwas, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the chief guest at the event where he will lay a wreath at Kargil War Memorial to honor the martyrs of the 1999 war. The Prime Minister's visit also includes the virtual first blast of the Shingula Tunnel project. This ambitious project features a 4.1-kilometer long twin-tube tunnel at an altitude of approximately 15,800 feet on the Nimu Padum Darcha Road. Upon completion, the Shingula Tunnel will be the highest tunnel in the world, providing all-weather connectivity to Leh. The infrastructure development will enhance the movement of armed force and promote economic and social development in Ladakh. Akashwani News, Zainaid Ali from Kargil War Memorial, Dras.
Kargil Vijay Devas is being observed across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. This day commemorates India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and marks the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During this operation, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that had been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. BJP President and Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the Kargil War was a conflict of strategic significance in which our soldiers faced severe conditions and fought valiantly against Pakistan. Addressing a Mashal rally in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Nadda stressed that despite the challenges, the Indian Army's strategic brilliance led to the triumph and the unfurling of the tricolour on Kargil's peak. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the army has been provided with double-lane roads connecting to the border. He added that presently, the army can reach from Arunachal Pradesh to Ladakh within 36 hours. On the occasion, Mr. Nadda also inaugurated an exhibition based on the army and paid homage to the brave soldiers. Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed new state unit chiefs for Bihar and Rajasthan. According to a statement issued by the party, Dilip Jaiswal will be the new chief of the Bihar state unit. Mr. Jaiswal, a member of the state legislative council, replaces Samrat Chaudhary, who is the deputy chief minister now. Rajya Sabha member Madan Rathore has been appointed the new president of the Rajasthan BJP. He replaces Mr. C.P. Joshi. The party has also appointed in charges for six states. They include Harish Dwivedi for Assam, MP Atul Garg for Chandigarh, Arvind Menon for Lakshadweep and Tamil Nadu, Radha Mohan Das Agarwal for Rajasthan and Dr. Rajdeep Roy for Tripura. Ms. Vijaya Rahatkar will be co-in-charge for Rajasthan, while co-in-charge for Tamil Nadu will be Sudhakar Reddy. President Draupadi Murmu imparted lessons on nature conservation and climate change to school students and shared tips on caring for plants and animals. President Murmu donned the role of a teacher on the occasion of completing 2 years of a term in office. Interacting with the students at Dr. Rajendra Prasad Kendriya Vidyalaya in the president's estate. She also shared her life experiences of caring for plants and animals. The students responded with great enthusiasm and offered many suggestions. In 2022, Draupadi Murmu took oath of office as the 15th president of India on 25th of July. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has intercepted one German national of Indian origin with a consignment of approximately 6 kilogram cocaine at Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi. According to the CBI, the accused was traveling from Doha to New Delhi. The cocaine was concealed in 270 capsules hidden inside two soft toys. The CBI is thoroughly investigating the matter. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced the establishment of onion banks in Nashik, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar and Solapur. During a review meeting on the nuclear-based onion bank yesterday, Chief Minister Shinde said that the concept of the onion mega bank is becoming a reality after the launch of Rahuri Onion Bank in Ahmednagar district. This onion bank is being set up through the Hindustan Agro Organization. He also directed the establishment of 10 onion mega banks near Samriddhi Mark. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in Mumbai today. The police have asked residents to stay indoors until essential. They have requested Mumbaikars to dial 100 or 112 in case of emergencies. 11 flights were cancelled and 10 were diverted to nearby airports from Mumbai yesterday due to heavy rain. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde took stock of the situation, called the Raigad collector and told him to help all flood-affected people. We spoke to senior scientist at the IMD, R.K. Jinamani, on the weather condition.
Last 24 hours, extremely heavy rainfall has reported over Konkan, Goa and Ghat area of Madhya Maharashtra. Even the Mumbai city and Pune continue to get the heavy rain. So the impact of the flash flood is continuing. Lavasa, the station over the Western Ghat, has reported a very high rainfall of 220 millimeter in last 24 hours. Also, Bombay has reported a heavy rainfall up to 70 to 100 millimeter. And forecast and warning is that the red color warning we are continuing for Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra for next 24 hours and then it will reduce.
White House says U.S. President Joe Biden is committed to attend the annual leadership summit of the Quad countries, which is scheduled to be held in India this year. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby told reporters at a news conference in Washington that Mr. Biden is not running for re-election. Certainly, one can expect there will be opportunities on the calendar that may not have been before. India is scheduled to host the Quad leadership summit this year. Quad comprises Australia, Japan, India and the US. In the first 100 days of his presidency, Mr. Biden convened a virtual leadership summit of the Quad countries in 2020. Since then, the Quad leaders have been upholding an annual summit on a rotation basis. On to sports. Paris Olympics 2024 will officially begin today. The opening ceremony will be held along the River Seine in Paris, France at 11 p.m. IST. More from our correspondent.
Paris 2024 is breaking new ground by bringing sports into its capital. Today's ceremony, which is set to be held in the heart of the city, all along its main artery. The parade of athletes will be held on the River Seine, with boats of each national delegation winding their way from east to west. Around 10,500 athletes will cross the center of Paris, the overall playing field for the games, on which these competitors will display their sporting prowess over the next 16 days. The parade will come to the end of its 6-kilometer route in front of the Trocadero. The opening ceremony for Paris 2024 will be the largest in Olympic Games. It will be brightly lit up by the torch that traveled through France's 64 territories before landing in Paris on July the 14th. The flag bearers of the Indian contingent will be double Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu and the legend of longevity Sharad Kamal. The International Olympic Committee will showcase to the world its best athletes at the 33rd Olympic Games. Savio De Nerona in Paris.
Earlier, India started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note yesterday, with the men's team clinching third spot and the women's team securing a fourth place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. In the quarterfinals, the Indian women's team will face the winner of the last 16-stage match between hosts France and the Netherlands. On the other hand, the Indian men's team will face either Colombia or Turkey in the quarterfinals. In the mixed team event, India will be up against Indonesia in the round of 16 match. These events will be held from the 28th of this month to the 4th of August. Moreover, India will start its quest for medals tomorrow with the 10-meter air rifle mixed team and 10-meter air pistol men's and women's events in shooting. As the wait for the Paris Olympic Games is over now, the countrymen are hoping for medals from the Indian players. In the Olympian Indian hockey team, 10 players belong to Punjab. Therefore, the people of Punjab, especially hockey lovers, have special expectations from this team. A report.
Jalandhar is known as the nursery of hockey because Sansarpur, Khusropur and Mithapur adjoining Jalandhar city have produced many Olympians who have brought glory to the nation at the international level. Goalkeeper Olympian Teja Singh is hopeful that team will definitely convert the bronze medal of the last Olympics into gold this time.
Main Bharati hockey team nu best wishes kavanga Paris Olympics layi. Time sanu puri ummeed hai ki is baar sare team gold medal leke aunge. Jaiswa Bharat, Jaiswa Bharat.
It should be expected that Indian players will live up to the expectation of the countrymen by performing brilliantly in every field. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will clash against Bangladesh in the semi-finals today at Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. The match will start at 2 p.m. Indian time. Remaining unbeaten, India topped the Group A, while Bangladesh finished second at the Group B. In other semi-finals, Sri Lanka women will face Pakistan women at 7 p.m. IST tonight. Host Sri Lanka has won all of their league matches, while Pakistan women found their rhythm ahead of the last four stage after losing to India in the opening game. In Test cricket, hosts England will be up against West Indies in the third and final test at Edgbaston, Birmingham, starting today. The match will commence at 3:30 p.m. IST. England have the upper hand in the series with a 2-0 unassailable lead after registering impressive wins at the Lords and Trent Bridge, respectively. England have announced an unchanged 11 for the match. As many as 36 Sri Lankan students have been selected to study Hindi in India, awaiting scholarship from the Government of India. The scholarship provided by India includes academic fees and local hospitality for the 9-month course starting from August at the Kendriya Hindi Sansthan in Agra. High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, interacted with the students before their departure to India. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. Rashtrapati Bhavan sheds two more colonial tags, renames halls, notes the Tribune, with the iconic Darbar Hall to be called Gantantra Mandap and Ashok Hall will now be Ashok Mandap. Top 500 firms likely to get quota for interns based on CSR spend under the employment package announced in the budget 2024-25, writes the Indian Express. Quoting the Supreme Court, the Times of India writes, states can take royalty on minerals, tax mineral land. News influencers may be classified as broadcasters aiming to cover online advertising too, notes Hindustan Times. Salt Lake City celebrates announcement that it will host 2034 Winter Olympics, giving Utah its second games after hosting in 2002, states the Pioneer. And finally, Paris 2024 is said to be the greenest games in history, powered by renewable energy sources like geothermal and solar power, writes the Indian Express, with the Games Organizing Committee pledging to halve the Olympics' carbon emissions. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Kargil War Memorial on the occasion of 25th Kargil Vijay Devas today to also launch construction work of Shigunla Tunnel for all-weather connectivity to Ladakh. BJP appoints new state presidents for Bihar and Rajasthan, also names in charge for six states. IMD issues red alert for heavy rain in Mumbai today. White House says U.S. President Joe Biden committed to attend annual leadership summit of Quad countries to be held in India this year. Opening ceremony of Paris Olympics 2024 to be held along River Seine in France tonight, and Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in semi-finals this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.